This place had been mined out before the cyclo attack. And it had been mined out with such care that the waste dumps weren't even hot. Angus came streaming back, shouting,
"It works! It works!"
He was carrying something that had been framed. Johnny got out and looked at it. One corner of the ancient frame was now charred. Inset into the dilapidated mounting was a piece of ore. It had a brass plate under it, mostly undecipherable. There must have been a leaded glass face on the frame once, for a scrap of it remained in a corner. He carried it over to a rock and sat down and studied it. The ore was brown and black. It had been mounted as an exhibit on a lead background. He held the inscription this way and that. He couldn't make out more than that it was the first something. And then a person's name he couldn't make out either. He turned the plate in another way and then saw the letters at the top more plainly. They said, "Pitch Blend."
"Luke,"
said Angus.
"Let me show you."
He took the frame from Johnny and put it about 30 feet away. He pointed the breathe gas cartridge at it and came back to Johnny. He flipped on a remote switch. The breathe gas emission exploded.
"I'll do it again,"
yelped Angus. He turned the switch full on and left it on. He wouldn't have had time to turn it off anyway. The bottle, its emitting snout flaming like a rocket engine, took off and went about 10 feet.
"Yeah!
Woohoo!"
The pilot and Angus shouted with delight.
"Pitch Blend,"
said Johnny, who had done a lot of homework.
"That's uranite ore. It's the source of a lot of radioactive isotopes. Where'd you get it?"
Come on,
dragged him off to the broken shambles of a building that was so collapsed they had to tug and pull at a lot of roof to get at anything else in it. Covered with dust and hot from work despite the chill air, Johnny at last went out and sat down on what had once been a porch. A museum. A small museum it had been. Other specimens were there. Rose quartz, hematite, things that weren't from this immediate place. There wasn't even any evidence that the pitch blend had been from here.
"The test for breathe gas works,"
said the irrepressible Angus. Johnny felt depressed. He knew it worked. He had seen a blade scraper canopy blow up and kill a cyclo long ago when some radioactive dust hit it.
"I'm glad it works. But even if there is any uranium left under us, it's too deep for us to get to. Collect some more lead and wrap that specimen up. We'll take it home."
"Let's look around here some more."
Johnny had to wait out the storm to the east anyway.
"Go ahead."
But he knew it was mined out. Only one body and a museum. Where in heaven's name was he going to find uranium? Lots of it. Where?